Far from the halls of Congress here in California, a major grocery strike is now entering its seventh week. Some people who had been honoring striking grocery workers' picket lines are now crossing them for various reasons. Here are some.
I hate having to come here, but I can't afford to go to Costco in one person. So I actually haven't been eating very much lately because of it.
I understand people, you know, deserve to have, you know, their health covered. I think in the United States, being such a first world country, people cannot afford health, and that's just ridiculous. So I understand, you know, what they are going through, and I try to support in some way, but there's sometimes it's just impossible, like for Thanksgiving.
Yesterday, Karen Grigsby Bates went out to talk with strikers and their customers. She's here with me in the studio now. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Alex. And you're right. Many people like Lynn and Milagros, from whom you just heard, are now crossing the food workers' pickets lines because the strike shows no sign of ending. So consumer fatigue is setting in.
This lady says she can't afford to shop at Costco. I thought that was cheap.
Well, it is, but only if you buy the huge quantities that big box stores like Costco sell. People like Lynn, who live alone, say that's impractical.
So where are we now with the strike?
Well, yesterday the picket lines were broadened to include food distribution centers.
These are the places that send the food out to the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. They're big warehouses, and the drivers who bring the food from distribution centers to the grocery stores are Teamsters. So as of noon yesterday, Teamster drivers were honoring the picket line and not crossing them to deliver food to grocery stores, which may actually affect stores beyond the ones being struck.
This is 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Jim Santangelo, who is the president of the Teamsters Joint Local Council 42 in El Monte, California, says this is a strategic move.
Well, it's the holidays, and this is the busiest time of the year. And if we could bring pressure to these companies, we would hope that they would sit down and bargain in good faith. And both sides should make concessions.
And Santangelo admits this is enlightened self-interest on the Teamsters' part because their contract with the grocery chains is up in 2 years, and they don't want to be doing this again.
So the workers, they're holding out for health care, and what else?
Their pension seems to be a sticking point, and overtime.
And customers, what are they saying about all of this?
Well, you know, Alex, they care about supporting the store personnel, who are often people they know and have come to establish a relationship with. In the beginning, the parking lots of these stores were completely empty. They were like ghost towns. Now you're starting to see them slightly fuller, and Thanksgiving puts pressure on everyone because this holiday weekend counts for as much as 10% of the grocery store's annual incomes. Bernardo Reyes, a striking clerk at the Albertsons chain, says it does hurt, though, to see some people they know now crossing the picket line.
We've been giving these customers prior before the strike the best quality service we can for their dollar, and now that they come through, and sometimes they don't even acknowledge us, it does kind of damper our morale, though. But we understand we're in here also for the long run, for our future, and we have to prevail. We're just going to stick to our guns here and try to discourage as many shoppers as possible.
Karen, it's 7 weeks. What is the resolution, do you think?
Well, it doesn't look good. Nobody's giving in. The big chains are adamant about making employees pay significantly more if they want to continue their health care. Employees say that the increases will make health care all but unaffordable for them. A federal mediator promises they'll resume talks at some point, but he hasn't specified when.
And meanwhile, if you want groceries, you have to cross a picket line.
Yeah, if you go to one of these big chain stores, and assuming this ever gets resolved, there'll probably be hard feelings for a long time to come. A lot of people feel as did Clerk Michelle Green.
I'm thinking, you know, even when it's over, they'll never get the same loyalty out of me that they did before.
Karen, a last question here. Where are you shopping for your Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, Alex, I'm running around to about three different places. I'm going to small grocery stores that are not part of the chain, to health food stores, to farmers markets. It does take a lot of time, and it's a little more expensive, and I can see how people are having a hard time with this.
Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome, Alex.